Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Paul, that that Origin side, Ryan James came in. He's probably been in and around for so long, and he played so well yesterday.
He did play very well yesterday. Yeah, they were a strong performance from the Titans. And look, the unfortunate thing for Ryan James is one of the sad stories this year is he was actually told the day before game one was announced, the team was announced, that he was in the side. So he'd already packed his bags and was on his way, and then a late change saw him miss the plane. So good to see that he's been picked in this team. I think he's been a standout for the Gold Coast for some years now, and this is a just reward. And obviously with Regan Campbell-Gillard out, that's now I think that's a significant loss. It's interesting, he was speaking after the game, Campbell-Gillard, to I think it was to Blocker Roach. He was talking to him, and he said the first 15, 20 minutes he was out there when the game began, he felt a little bit like it was a strange experience. He didn't feel like he quite was part of it. And then he came off, sat on the bench for over the half-time break, all the rest of that. And then when he came on, he got it then. And he felt comfortable, and his performance was very, very strong. So it's a significant out for New South Wales.
Hoops?
Yeah, I think it's a great opportunity for Ryan James. As Kenty touched on, he had his bags packed. The Blues power brokers had told his coach, Garth Brennan, at the Gold Coast that they were going to include him in the squad. And then at the last minute, David Clemmer played so strongly for the Bulldogs against the West Tigers, leading into that first State of Origin game, that he forced his way into the side. But Ryan James, a little bit like Paul Vaughan at St George Illawarra, he's a try scorer as a front rower, which is a real asset. You don't see a lot of front rowers, they're on the nudie run annually. But these blokes, for whatever reason, when they get near the try, they just have a knack, and it is an art in that position to be able to do that, and that's what Ryan James can do. So I think he's earned his inclusion.
The thing about him, Hoops, is he's a big, lean, tall front rower, and if you look at the side that's picked, yeah, Parramatta are struggling in the NRL at the moment, because all their forwards are the same shape. They're all short and square. Whereas if you look at the New South Wales side, except for Jake Trbojevic, who plays a different position and is a different player, they're all tall. They're all 6'4", 6'5", and they're very lean, mobile, got good leg speed. Ryan James has got great speed. He hits the ball hard. I think he's perfect for Origin. I think he's exactly what Brad Fittler, he fits what Brad Fittler's trying to do with this New South Wales side, where he wants plenty of speed and he wants guys who have got young legs who can work all day. And I think he's just, I'm really looking forward to watching how he goes.
Well, we know, because we've heard from Freddie and Brandy and Danny Badiris, that a lot of the selection process was about picking the right people. He's a great fella, Ryan James. He's a clean skin on and off the field. And yeah, look, I think he's going to do a good job if he gets a shot.
A lot of these boys, like this is going to be a full house or close enough to a full house here at ANZ Stadium with the Blues one up. We were one up last year. But
yeah, but it's totally different. I think every year they go on and there's 11 debutants. They don't carry the scars. The last time the Queensland had a big change like that was back in 2001 when we got beaten 56-16. Well, all those young kids, they brought the enthusiasm in. I brought a bit of hurt. But then once you watch these young guys bouncing around on the training paddock, you forget about the years before you. And myself, Webby and Lockie and Wendell and all those guys that were part of, you know, like a pretty terrible series. Well, those young guys come and bounce around, and that's what New South Wales have bought. So Boyd Cordner would have went into, you know, training, or here we go again. And then there's these young guys like Mitchell and Cleary that don't really care. And when I say don't care, well, they care about their performance, but they don't care about their past because they weren't involved in it.
They don't have the doubts in their mind. Yeah, that's the thing. In the 11 series of the past 12 that Queensland have won, New South Wales have won game one 5 times.
Wow.
5 times and gone on to lose the next 2 games. That carries a scar, a memory of the players that have been there before. So they go into game two thinking there's a small doubt. As much as they're elite athletes and great players, there's a small doubt inside. Whereas these new guys have got a totally new look on things. And one of the things I'm really pleased about from a New South Wales point of view is that Brad Fittler has tried very hard to bring them back down after the game. There was no talk about dynasties, and there's no talk about how well, and they didn't really celebrate hard the victory either. What they did was they went, and of course they had a few drinks and enjoyed the moment, but they didn't celebrate it because there's still work to be done. Mm. And that's one thing that Fittler has really tried hard to impress upon the players, that there's still work to be done, guys. Winning one game in a series is not enough. You need to win the series. And that's, it's all about, it's a three-game series. You need to win two games. And that's what this whole drive has been about. So I'm looking forward to seeing how New South Wales, I think, will be better after game one because of the combinations now. But I think I know Queensland are going to be better as well.
Yeah, it'd be massive at ANZ Stadium if New South Wales, if New South Wales can wrap it up, Hoops. But a scare went through the camp, obviously, on Friday night when Latrell Mitchell had that little, well, it wasn't a little incident, but it looks like he will be okay. They'll keep an eye on it for the next 48 hours. But Latrell Mitchell will be okay for Origin next week.
He is okay. I checked in with the Roosters yesterday and they confirmed that he'd had scans and that everything had come back okay, but they were ugly scenes. And you could see from the vision on at Allianz Stadium there that Latrell was worried about his neck. And obviously the medical people are so well trained these days that they took every precaution necessary. But thankfully, the good news, we saw there was a nice moment where when Tyrone Peachey got sin-binned, he went into the Roosters dressing rooms and sat with his Blues teammate. That was a nice moment. And you started to think then, well, if he's sitting up like that, you know, fingers crossed everything's going to be okay. So he's been given the green light and, yeah, he'll take his place in the side, Latrell.
Yeah, it reminded me, just quickly to get off the point, when the sin bin first came in, Paul, I think it was 1983, I think. Mm. Might have been 82. Anyway, Les Boyd and Rod Reddy had a little bit of fisticuffs on the field, Manly versus the Dragons. Referee sends them both to the sin bin. Next thing they cut to a shot and they're sitting in the behind the stand, they're having a laugh, and I'm sure one of them's got a durry in his hand puffing away. The old days of rugby league, great stuff.
That's good to see that they do that, and we're all not in hysterics about two players who are in the midst of a game protesting that they should be sitting together. They're mates, obviously they formed a bit of a bond over the Origin camp, and it was nice to see. It was just I thought it was a lovely touch. Mm.
Okay. What about you, Gordy? How do you feel as a Queenslander about this New South Wales side? Regan Campbell-Gillard's not there, but you would have had a lot to do with Ryan James in your role at the Gold Coast Titans.
Yeah, well, I've worked with him closely in the Indigenous game as well, and he's just one of those big guys that has been going really good. I reckon about 3 or 4 years ago, he was ready for Origin, and the Titans have struggled. But he's been the most consistent forward. And when they lost Bird and Dave Taylor, and they've had guys go through, he's been the shining light week in, week out. He's the most consistent guy. He can get big minutes. He's super aggressive, which I like. And then he goes close to the thin red line, and he's become a great leader off the field as well as on the field. And I think that New South Wales are going to pick a guy like Clemmer come on yesterday, and he was the hope for the Bulldogs. He runs straight at him, beat him with a right foot step and scored, had that big stretch. And then, as you said, a front row that knows how to find the try line, knows how to beat the guy in front of him. Like, they're not just a battering ram. Mm. So he's got that football nous as well with that big body. So as a Queenslander, I'm disappointed. But for Ryan James, I'm really, really glad that he's got an opportunity. But I reckon he could have been there a couple of years earlier.
I'm glad he's got the opportunity after coming so close in game one. Mm. It would be a real disappointment on your career if you looked back and you retired and someone said, yeah, how'd you go in Origin, did you ever play, and you'd have to say, well, you know, I nearly did. I got the phone call, got told I was in the team, got told to pack my bags, I was ready to go to the airport, and then out of that, then I got another phone call saying, sorry, we've gone with someone else. And if that's the closest you came, that would be agonizing.
Oh, yeah.
But the fact he's now been picked, I think it's really good.
The big question now, Kenny, is does he make the cut for the final 17? Because we know the Blues have got options. We saw Tyson Frizzell spend half a game one playing in the middle. There was talk leading into that team being selected that he was actually going to be picked in the front row. So they can either name Tyson Frizzell in the front row and start Angus Crichton on the right edge, or they can start Ryan James and keep the rest of the side the way that it is. What would you do?
Oh, I don't know what Freddie's thinking. I think it'll be left field, whatever it is. The other thing he could start was Trbojevic. There was talk before the game that Trbojevic would start in the middle and the Clemmer would go back to the bench. So we'll just have to wait and see. I think Brad Fittler will sit down. I actually think he'll have a plan, but I don't think it's a set-in-stone plan. I think it's one that he'll sit there, and once they all get together and he looks at just the way the team shapes up, and everybody will have in the early days a bit of a run here and there. Let's remember also it's a shortened preparation. Mm. So he's going to hit the ground running tomorrow, or this afternoon. I think they're actually in camp, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. They're straight in. Yeah. Yep.